This is a Hoff Studios podcast.
Hi, I'm your host, Erica Pulsinelli, and welcome to Evolve by Erica, the podcast, where we talk all things spirituality, ascension, health, wellness, and beyond. I'm so excited that you are here. Come on in. Hello, guys. I'm so excited to welcome Alice Bell back on the podcast. She is an incredible astrologer, and I consult her about so much in my life. And anytime I want to chat about something, I'm like, Alice, why don't we just do a podcast on this so the whole community can listen into our conversations? And that's what we did. And she's so generous with her time and her wisdom, her knowledge. So I'm so excited to have her on today, where we're going to talk about the upcoming eclipses, which are taking place in Aries and Libra, the collective nodes, the nodes that are driving these eclipses, and then a little bit of information on what the nodes are in our personal individual charts and how we can use them to help guide us in our aligned life. We also talk about how Aries season is the start of the astrological new year. So this is like a brand new, fresh year, if you want to see it as that, right here and right now. I hope you enjoy the episode, and I can't wait to see you on the other side. I'm so excited. Alice is back. You're just like a regular on this podcast.
I know. I need to be like the resident astrologer.
You basically are. You absolutely are. And we are honored to have you every time that you come. I'm like so eternally grateful for you. But I'm so excited to have you here to talk about the eclipses because
yes.
They're big. It's such a big time. And I know like everyone will hear Mercury retrograde and be like, Mercury retrograde, but the eclipses are major. Mm-hmm. Like these are really big times in our year, in our astrological year. So we're going to chat about that. I would love to also chat about how this is really the beginning of the astrological new year.
Yes. Yeah.
And get a little bit into the nodes.
Okay.
So
It's a lot.
So just tell us a little bit about this being the new year and what that means for us.
Yeah, so the astrological new year starts with Aries season, and like astrology doesn't run by the calendar year, basically. So you can, if you felt low energy the first 2 months of the year, like I find that those signs of Aquarius and Pisces, and also I guess Capricorn, those tend to be kind of the slowest points of the year, especially Pisces season, where it's you're going within, you're realizing what do I want to release moving forward. And then you come into Aries season with that like fresh energy, more motivation. You're kind of ready to initiate and take action.
Which makes so much sense being that Pisces is water and Aries is fire.
Yeah.
So it really makes sense to me because with that initiation, I think of that more fiery forward energy.
Exactly. Yeah. Aries is like go, 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 like kind of impatient and wanting to act now and plan later.
I was really excited when all of this Aquarius energy was moving in because I was like, this is going to be such forward motion, such a fresh start. But it was actually all air.
Yeah.
And we're just like floating.
I always feel like I have high hopes for Aquarius season every year because I'm an Aquarius. It's like when I have my birthday and then it comes and it never lives up to the hype I give it. And I think that has a lot to do with there's certain signs that the sun functions better in. So the sun rules the sign of Leo. So it does well in that sign when it's Leo season every year. Because Aquarius is the sign opposite to Leo, that's kind of the sign of its downfall. It's literally called its fall in astrology. So it's kind of harder to tap into like, what do I want to be doing? Where do I want to be going? And then, the sun is exalted in Aries. So that's a sign, again, that it does super well in. Wow. Like Leo and Aries, I would say.
I feel that so deeply. And I really love learning and then watching the full year go by and then feeling into it. Like I always notice every time Cancer season comes around, I'm super excited. It's almost summer. Summer's here. And I want to cry the whole season. I'm like, what is this? But it's fun to make sense out of it and to notice the patterns and to see that there is this science behind it.
I always notice that huge shift from Pisces to Aries.
Wow.
It's amazing.
I'm so excited. What date does Aries season start?
March 20th.
Okay, we're almost there. Yeah, oh my gosh, we're there. Really almost there. Yeah,
I'm so excited. I can't wait. I know.
So tell us, when is the first eclipse and mm-hmm. what are some things that we could expect in this eclipse season?
So actually Aries season is like a double kind of new energy this year because we do have those two eclipses. And the first one is on March 25th. That's a lunar eclipse in Libra. And a lunar eclipse is like a supercharged full moon. And then also on April 8th, we have the solar eclipse in Aries, and that's like a supercharged new moon. And eclipses mark turning points in the year where you're closing out one chapter or seeing results from whatever you've been working on the last 6 months. And then you're kind of headed in a new direction for the following 6 months. So as we go into the spring and summer, entering into that next new chapter and maybe experiencing more major life changes, especially if you are a Libra or an Aries like you.
So what are some themes that we're going to see from the Aries lunar eclipse, right?
And Libra lunar eclipse.
Libra lunar Aries new moon.
So the Aries Libra axis is a lot about finding balance between being more self-motivated, being independent, taking action. That's all Aries traits. While Libra asks you to pull back and also consider the relationships and partnerships in your life. So how can you compromise better with other people or communicate more directly in your relationships? So that's just an overarching theme that everyone will be feeling. And then to get more of like how this eclipse, how these eclipses will affect you on an individual level, that's when you're checking what houses in my chart are ruled by Aries and Libra.
Personally, for me, I'm really excited because I am a Libra sun. Mm-hmm. And I feel like this eclipse, like I've been just feeling a lot over the past few months of being a bit more fiery. And having less of a filter.
It's because I think that has a lot to do with like, yes, you're a Libra sun, but you're also a Leo rising. So the sun is your chart ruler. So it has a lot to do with these first house themes of identity, having more confidence, and not caring what other people think so much.
Yes.
So kind of tapping into that more and developing it.
I feel that coming.
Yeah.
I don't know how it's going to land on the other side, but I feel it. Like there are just so many things that I feel super passionate and fiery about that trigger me. And I don't really talk about them because sometimes I'm like, I just want my Instagram or my podcast to be this space of like positivity and light. And I don't want to like go there, but sometimes you gotta go there.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to.
I think people appreciate it more.
Totally.
It's like she has an opinion, you know?
A strong and mighty one coming in hot. Totally. So are there any practices specifically that you do for a full moon eclipse?
I don't have any specific manifestation rituals. Like usually the main thing I do is journal and like ask for guidance, things like that. I would say typically a full moon is about, and this would apply to a lunar eclipse too, because it's like a supercharged full moon.
Yes.
It's a lot about release. So there may be like cleaning and organizing you want to do around the home. Like how can you clear out some type of mindset or element of your life to make way for that new start on the April 8th new moon solar eclipse? So it's like the clearing out first and then getting that next chapter of the solar eclipse.
And as we do that, we can have the themes, even if we don't know exactly where this lands in our chart, we know the themes of it that you shared. So more of taking initiative, more of that Aries energy, and then also the Libra presenting more of the balance in relationships, how we show up and communicate in relationships. So regardless of where it lands in our chart, those are themes for all of us.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, the balance of how can I be more independent and assertive, but how can I also communicate better and deal with relationships more effectively.
Okay.
Yeah.
So around the new moon then, it would be supercharged for manifestation because new moons typically are planting seeds.
Yes.
And is that technically the first new moon of the astrological new year?
Yeah, that would be. Because we got the new moon in Pisces on March 10th.
Yes.
And then here we are headed into a month later on April 8th, that next new moon of in Aries. It's also important to note that with eclipses, sometimes you're not seeing that exact change or shift in direction at the dates that these eclipses take place. So expect whatever is like coming into your mind or maybe recurring thoughts you're having or maybe subtle new direction that's revealing itself, expect that to unfold over the coming weeks and even months. It's like a slower process with the eclipses.
Okay. So just being open to that and planting the seeds on the days because they're supercharged, but then allowing for time to come through.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So I wanted to take some time today to talk about the nodes. In the past, Alice has been on the podcast and we've gone deep. Like we have like mini classes on here. Yeah. She shared about – because I need everything like explained to me in a very simple way. And I want all my questions answered and I figure like why not share it here? And Alice is always so generous with her time and her knowledge and wisdom and does. So we've done something on the houses. We've done something even on the planets and like the themes that they bring.
Yeah.
Really juicy topics. And today, along with the juicy topic of eclipse, I wanted to go into the nodes.
Yes.
So tell us what the nodes are.
Yeah. So the nodes, they're not planets. They're technically mathematical points that relate back to the moon. But the nodes, like if you're looking at your chart or transit chart, they show up as these horseshoe shaped symbols. One's like upside down and the other's right side up. And the nodes indicate where the eclipses are happening throughout a year and a half long period. So we currently have the north node transiting through the sign of Aries and the south node transiting through the sign of Libra. And that's why we have Aries and Libra eclipses for the next year. And with the nodes, like, yes, you can look at like where they currently are in the sky, but then you can also look at your own birth chart and locate where are the nodes for me. And the way I translate what that means for you is like the north node is really what skills you're learning to develop throughout this life. And it can often feel kind of uncomfortable or scary, or like you're pushing yourself out of your comfort zone when you're leaning into the north node. Whereas the south node might be just natural skills you already possess, but may not realize like how great those skills are. So like learning how to not take them for granted and like using the skills that you've brought into this life with the south node and applying them to what you're headed towards more with the north node.
Yeah, I was really excited when I found out my north node was Pisces because it makes so much sense for what I do here on the planet and my work. Being like that spiritual side, the metaphysical. I was confused about like mastering the Virgo element because I do not feel like I've mastered a lot of Virgo traits, but there have been some things that have popped up for me that does make sense.
I feel like you, like looking at you and knowing your business, like I feel like you have so much of the Virgo traits in that with like wellness and you're obsessed with nutrition and that like treating your body well. Yes. Those are all Virgo traits. It's not just this like critical, super organized, like that's like the cliche Virgo traits, but it's a lot about helping other people and being conscious of like your body and taking care of yourself.
You just made so much sense out of that for me. It's so true. And it's like all about the physical and the physical body and even just how much of in the past, like I loved fashion and aesthetics and how things looked. And I think that's Libra too as well.
Yeah, that's definitely Libra. Yeah. And Leo.
Totally.
Those two are a lot about like, I need to look good.
Totally. So I do see some parts of it. I could use more of the cliche Virgo characteristics. But so I want to recap what you said. So we have these collective nodes and that's where the eclipses take place. So it's taking place in Aries and Libra.
Yes.
Then we have our own personal nodes in our chart. For example, mine are Pisces North and Virgo South node. And we can, there's so much to learn. So we can explore so much about our personal nodes. My Pisces and my Virgo, but at the same time, I'm not just going to ignore the Aries and Libra that's happening because it can impact me in a great way as well. I'm going to take that information of the collective nodes, take a look at my chart, see where those signs are in my chart, and then anticipate the changes I might see in my life based off of these eclipses that are coming.
Yeah, it's like you have these two, like you have the birth chart that never changes and it's like you're always feeling that energy of the Virgo South node and needing to develop more of the Pisces North node. But for 2023, 2024 and into early 2025, it's like you get that unknown energy of the Aries Libra nodes going through your chart and like how you can develop those areas of your life more.
Yeah.
because they're moving through your ninth and third house. So it's like it's activating those key parts of your chart and awakening them.
Yeah. And if you guys haven't listened to the previous episodes from Alice, I highly recommend, because you will learn more about some of the other things we're talking about, like the houses, be able to see where these are in your chart and make so much sense. Like, it's just so cool and empowering to really understand how to read your own birth chart. I mean, I'm no expert at all, but I have my notes on my phone. And in my notes, I have a quick description of what each house signifies based off of Alice's sharing from the podcast. And then I went ahead and put the signs that correlate with each chart and the planet.
Yeah.
So anytime I'm listening to Alice's podcast or a podcast she's on or something with astrology, I'll literally pull up my notes and be like, oh gosh, there's an eclipse coming up. Where am I going to see this most of my life? And it's like, oh, right there. I just like literally search house.
Oh, I love that.
Or like Libra in my phone. And then there's my note and all the information
is
there.
That's so smart.
Yes.
Yeah, it's so important to know what signs rule what houses. Like everyone has all 12 signs in their chart. I feel like a lot of people don't understand that. And when you know that, you can know how these current transits are affecting you, like the nodes moving through Aries and Libra, for instance, or Saturn moving through Pisces, or Pluto entering Aquarius.
And I think it's very empowering rather than scary. Sometimes I actually messaged Alice yesterday and I was like, why was this horoscope so sad for us? Like, what is happening? And she's like, no, it's just an emotional time. Pisces is really at the forefront. But I use it as a time to feel empowered and be like, okay, this is where I'm going to see a highlight. It doesn't mean anything catastrophic is going to happen in these places. It just means this is where you're most likely going to see a shift.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, eclipses are always, I say that there are times of major endings and also beginnings. So you can kind of expect duo energy of that. But either way, it's kind of shaking things up and getting you to enter into some type of new direction there.
And ultimately, where we're meant to go.
Yeah,
because this is what we agreed to before we came here. Like, this is the alignment in the sky and in the cosmos that we agreed to for our path, if you do believe in that. And it's to help bring us closer to ourselves. And sometimes that means like a blissful, beautiful ride. Yeah. And other times it's more bumpy and challenging. But that's
life. I love how that's you brought that up. Yeah,
it's a journey.
I was also going to mention, because sometimes people ask me this a lot, is because you have the North Node in Pisces and the South Node in Virgo, actually next year, the nodes shift into Pisces and Virgo. So that'll be major for you and anyone else who has that in their chart. That always happens in your mid-30s. That's like a specific age transit, like a life stage. And you'll really start to feel like, how have I not been further developing that Pisces North Node in my eighth house? Like, how can I get on track there? It's kind of like a check-in age range from the universe where you're like, okay, am I living true to like what these traits I need to develop are?
I love that so much. I have full body chills.
Yeah. Like everyone around the age of 36 or so.
I'll be 36.
Yeah. Give or take a year sometimes goes through that stage.
Wow.
So that's a big turning point year for people.
That's so exciting.
Yeah.
I'm very excited about that.
Also like 27, 28, you have the reversal. So if you think back to this would have been, when was it? Like 2015, 2016. The North Node was in Virgo and the South Node was in Pisces. So it's kind of similar if you're around that 27, 28 age. Basically, the nodes repeat through the same signs every 9 years. So every 9 years, you can expect similar themes coming up and like a check-in of how can you release, I don't know, ways you've been like holding on to maybe a security blanket in that part of your life or doing things out of habit, and how can you push yourself out of your comfort zone and really develop like what you came here to do.
So that was actually the year where I started to open up to meditation.
Oh my God.
And spirituality, literally 2016 to 2017.
That is crazy.
That's when I found my practice. It's when my anxiety peaked.
Yeah.
So when my anxiety was at its worst, which led me to change my diet, which is very Virgo and physical.
Yeah.
And then literally the physical led me to the meditation and the spiritual. That couldn't be any more Virgo to Pisces.
Yeah.
Right?
Wait, I'm so excited to see what happens to you like 2025, 2026 when they return to those signs.
Ah.
That's going to be like chills. Huge for you.
I could cry right now, actually, because yeah. I'm just thinking about that time period and what a transformation it was. Mm-hmm. And I'm ready for another.
Oh my God, I love
Let's
this.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Is there anything collectively coming up in the rest of 2024 mm-hmm. that you're either excited by or maybe a little nervous about?
Well, coming up pretty soon, and this coincides with eclipse season, is Mercury retrograde, mm-hmm. like you mentioned at the start. So we get this Mercury retrograde in Aries on April 1st through 25th. So it could be that like whatever emotions are coming up for you at these eclipses are a bit confusing, or you're just like, am I on the right path? Maybe like feelings of self-doubt, or just like, am I making the right decisions right now? So if that is happening throughout April, know that it'll lift as we get later into the spring and summer. And yeah, that's the most tricky transit coming up in the near future. I would also say a huge one will be Jupiter moving into Gemini in late May through the summer. That one will just be great for connection with people and really developing, like, this is great if you're a writer or on social media or do a lot of speaking for your job. It'll just like bring an influx of ideas and wanting to share your knowledge and connect with people.
I got instant full body chills when you said Jupiter and Gemini.
Really?
Yes.
Did it bring up like an association?
No, it just feels like magic.
I'm so looking forward to this.
Yeah, it definitely feels like magic, which I'm very excited for. And I'm really grateful that you gave us the heads up for the beginning, the Mercury retrograde, which is going to be in Aries, mm-hmm. because like everything you said before is like Aries in this forward moving energy and Mercury retrograde might slow that down.
I'm so annoyed. That's a little annoying. Right, yeah. It's like, oh my God, you want to go in this new direction, but wait, slow down. Maybe get clear on like, what have you done in the past? Like, how can you learn from past experiences or past relationships to inform you better moving forward? And it's just like won't be a time for that 3-week period in April to move so quickly ahead with new things.
Got it.
And maybe the idea is coming to you, but proceed with caution maybe.
So when does that begin?
April 1st.
Okay. So we have some time with Aries season before that actually
There'll be starts. About like 10 days.
Yeah. Okay. But I love that you shared that because like I said, we could be anticipating this fiery forward moving energy with Aries. And then it's like, no, if you're not actually experiencing that, maybe it's a Mercury retrograde having you to just review and slow down and just reflect.
Yeah. I just always notice with Mercury retrograde, projects at work get slowed down. There's always like confusion of, is this the right thing for my business? I notice it a lot with work usually. I don't know about you, but yeah.
Thank you so much for all of this information. Yeah. I feel so excited and prepared.
Yeah. I think it'll be good. It'll really like, we're closing out one chapter that's been going on since October of 2023. So really, if you also wanted to reflect back on like what was started back then, what themes surfaced in October and have been playing out over the last few months, and now we're closing that out and getting this new chapter headed into the spring summer.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Do you have anything coming up that you would like to share with the audience or anything? Like, I know you have your own podcast, which I love and listen to all the time. So just share where they could find you if there's anything to look forward to.
Yeah. So I have my podcast, Astrology with Alice. Also, I'm on Substack where I do in-depth monthly horoscopes. Like I'll go over what these eclipses mean for every rising sign. That's also Astrology with Alice. My book recently got published, Trust Your Timing, and I'm coming out with like timing-based workshops in the near future.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so stay tuned
Amazing.
For that.
Amazing.
Yeah.
So exciting. You're so knowledgeable. I have to sign up for your Substack. Like, I'm doing that after
we're done.
You
would get
here.
A lot out of it.
No, I'm totally. Yeah. I can't believe I'm not even part of that yet, and I need to.
Yeah.
I'm very excited. You just share so much information. I could tell it's such a passion for you.
Oh, thank
and you.
And you
really dig deep.
Yeah, I really do. I love giving these very in-depth horoscopes for each rising sign. It's kind of like a mini reading and you can refer back to it.
Oh, I'm excited. I'm going there.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for being here. Uh-huh. I adore you and I'm so grateful for everything that you share. You're always so generous. Uh-huh.
Thank you so much for having me back.
Thank you. I hope you guys enjoyed and took away so much from Alice. She just really is so passionate about what she teaches, and I love how deep she dives below the surface in astrology and helps us to really understand on a multidimensional level what's going on. So I'm personally really excited for these eclipses and everything that's upcoming. And I feel like astrology can be a tool to help empower us. I know I've been there, trust me. Sometimes I read a horoscope and I'm like, oh shit, what's going to happen? And you feel this like doomsday energy. Alice never presents any information as such. And I feel like we can just use this to empower ourselves, empower our life, have a bit more awareness and power over what's going on and why certain things may be popping up for us. And then act accordingly. And just as I said in the episode, we, if you believe this, which I've learned to and have grown to believe, that we choose when we come down to this planet. And it's all in divine time and alignment. Everything is as we chose it for whatever reason that we do not remember, but it's as we chose it. And I think by knowing that and understanding that and knowing that there's this big divine plan and each of these astrological events are helping to guide us more towards ourselves is a really empowering way to look at it. And that's sometimes things I need to remind myself as after I read a horoscope. So I hope you enjoy this. I'm wishing you a beautiful and blessed eclipse season and beyond. And I can't wait to see you next time. May the long time sun shine upon you.